Welcome to C-Suite Radio.
It's time for another edition of the Brett Allen Show.
It's go time, you and me.
Join us weekly for the latest pop culture interviews from your favorite TV shows, movies, comedians, and so much more.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie to you, it felt good.
Plus, you never know who will drop by.
What happened here was a miracle.
Now, here is your host.
I said throw down, boy.
Welcome to the night's main event.
Brett Allen.
Well, we are in the throes of an eclipse today as we are recording this conversation, which is kind of ironic. We're talking to actor Thor Nye about Rebel Moon Part 2 coming to Netflix on the 19th, The Scargiver. Now, this is interesting because we got Part 1 last year and now immediately we've got Part 2. Oftentimes you have to wait a while for these things to come through. So thanks for your time. It's great to meet you. And congratulations on coming back for this really fun show. It's just so interesting. Most definitely interesting.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I'm excited. We shot the movies back to back. And okay. To be honest, I think Zach, at least, I'm not sure Netflix agreed. I think Zach at least wanted to do them almost immediately, like within a week of each other. But obviously, you know, Netflix wanted to milk it a little more, it would seem. So they did one now and then one fairly immediately, just as the buzz sort of dies down from the first one. Boom, one more.
Yes. So. Now, please correct me if I'm wrong. I've heard different iterations of this, but at one point this was like supposed to be Star Wars fiction, right? Or something like that. And then they passed. And so he rewrote things and just turned it into what this is, which is still really good.
Yeah, I think about 10 plus years ago, as far as I know, this was a Star Wars pitch to Disney or whoever was in charge at the time as sort of a more adult take on the Star Wars universe. Because obviously, you know, Star Wars is mostly for kids and supposed to be all family friendly and everything. And Zach really wanted to make it for, you know, a more mature audience and get a little more gritty and a little more graphic and, you know, a little more, have some adult themes in there. So when they passed, he redid a lot of the work, as far as I understand it, and then sort of made it into its own thing that could stand by itself. And we get Rebel Moon. And I mean, I gotta admit, the ones we're seeing right now, which is the one we saw for Christmas, and the one we're seeing now on the 19th, those are the compromise in a way where Netflix says, sure, you can make these, you know, very gritty adult sci-fi movies, but we want a family friendly one as well to, you know, have a much bigger audience. So he said, sure, we'll do both. And so he basically had a director's cut, you know, planned, going into this. So as we were shooting, like I said, both movies back to back, several of the scenes were originally written way more adults, you know, language, sexual references, that kind of stuff. And we would shoot a scene with that script and then we would do the scene again, with, you know, way more neutral, way more family friendly language. So he knew the whole time he was going to have, you know, the Netflix cut sort of, and then his own director's cut, which is the original vision he wanted to make. So that's when we get the Zack Snyder cut of this one, which I think he said it'll probably be this summer and it'll probably be both of them fairly at the same time. That's when we get to see this more adult universe that he wanted to make.
The films are fascinating, honestly. And I love Zach. I mean, going back to the early days of his work and things like that, and he just goes big with his projects. You know what I'm saying? So, like, how much time was spent for you filming both of these parts? I mean,
They shot the whole thing over, I think it took almost 9 months to shoot the whole thing. I was in it for about 3.5 months shooting my stuff over the entire summer of 2022. We started in, or my part started in June like mid-June, and we were done early September. So it was pretty intense in terms of shooting schedule. Less so for me because I was only in about half of, you know, the shooting days. But it was a pretty intense shoot for, you know, the leads of the movie and for 9 months. They did a lot of stuff in studio, and then did a bunch of stuff over the summer on location, which was the stuff we see in Velt, the village, right? Like in the first movie, we kind of get introduced to it. We find out what the problem is. You know, Cora has to go gather all these. I'm sorry if there's spoilers for the first one in here.
Yeah, well, if people haven't seen it at this point, then I don't know.
At this point, sorry. Yeah, since I'm being interviewed, I'm going to talk about it. So, you know, we meet Cora, we meet the villagers, and we are presented with the problem. And then, she, of course, most of the movie, the first part is her then going out in the galaxy and gathering these heroes to then help defend Velt against this threat, right? The second movie, which was most of the shoot that I was part of, is, you know, where the second movie takes place more so on Velt than the first one. We're dealing with the resolution of this whole sort of Magnificent Seven Samurai retelling.
I love it. So how did you get into acting and storytelling? Because you've done a lot of projects up into this and beyond. Where did the journey begin for you, Thor, to start, you know, in all of always, this craziness? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. The impulse was, I've always loved stories, you know, be there folk tales or movies or, you know, television, film, or books, or even like, you know, role playing games where you're collaborating to create the story. You know, I'm a huge nerd, so all that fantasy stuff in Lord of the Rings growing up was, you know, magnificent. And you know, it really inspired me, I thought, and it really helped define who I was and who I wanted to be, sort of based on what the movies were showing me and what all these stories, you know, what they're conveying to everybody, what's the moral of the story, etc. And I really loved it, and I wanted to be part of that storytelling culture. And I was like, hey, I have this one life. I'm gonna do my best to be a part of it at the highest level. So I'm from Norway originally, and after high school, I was in the military for a couple of years, and went to just moved across the world to Hollywood after I was done with that to then pursue acting. And since, you know, it's up and down, but lately it's been great.
Yeah. I mean, that's just the life of an actor, like the majority, at least, you know, it's really good, or it's just like, there's nothing. And then then there's a lot of stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there's very much a feast or famine thing while you're still working your way up. Mostly famine.
I know, I was going to say it's mostly famine, but the times that are feast too are fantastic. Well, this is very cool, and I think people are just going to enjoy it. Like, what is the big hope for you, for fans, to get out of this one, either your storyline or just in general, like as people get a chance to get another dose of this here in just a few days?
I would say some of the main themes of the movie that, you know, sort of that are important to carry with you as you, the things you can learn from it, perhaps. I would say that, you know, one, there's no shame in asking for help. Two, you know, everyone works better as a teamwork and all that sort of stuff. Very cliche. But I also think another part that's important is how diversity is important and actually a strength rather than, you know, a weakness or something to be feared. Like if have diverse characters with diverse skill sets from diverse backgrounds, you're going to be way more equipped to deal with anything that comes your way. You're going to have all these different perspectives. You're going to have all these different takes on creativity, or in this movie specifically, you know, styles of fighting or, you know, tactics and all sort of that kind of thing that'll help solve the inevitable problem that we're met with. So I think that diversity is a strength and cooperation is a strength. And it's not a one hero is going to solve all the problems. You know, it's individually, of course, they're all very powerful and strong, but together that's when they become the real force. And I think that's invaluable lesson.
For sure. It's interesting. Like these films are so big and so massive on so many levels. Like, what is that like to just walk on?
That's just Zach for you. You know, Zach can't not do, like, he'll do the coolest version in his mind of that he can of basically anything, be that slow motion or, I mean, you can clearly see in the trailers and in some of the first part where the lightsabers would have been if this was the Star Wars project.
Yeah, I was going to say that would stand to reason.
Yeah, so that's kind of where they're coming from, right? He's changed them to where they're their own thing, of course, but obviously it's inspired by, and he's paying homage to these sci-fi properties that he loves as well. But you know, that's kind of his brand, right? Go really big and make it the coolest sort of, you know, thing that he wants to make, that he can get away with, while it still sort of makes sense.
I love it. Well, this premieres April 19th on Netflix.
It does. Yes.
Rebel Moon Part 2, The Scargiver. And of course, I've enjoyed all the other things that you've done. It's been fun watching you just do different projects and all of that. One last question. When you're working on all of these things, and this is not your first rodeo insofar as like big budget, like you've got the DC and all of that experience, like, do you bring pieces of that with you when you come to projects like this to necessarily inform your performance, if you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, it's you're always the result of all of your own history, right? And that of course includes these other gigs and what I've learned on those sets and kind of what works and what doesn't work, and so all of that experience of course comes with me and helps inform my choices in the next thing. So absolutely, I'd say I take a piece of every one of them with me. But I gotta say, I mean, this Rebel Moon with a massive budget and all the crazy stuff that Zach was able to do and did do, you know, the set was like, they'd built the whole village into the hillside. They had created, like, dug out and created their own river. I mean, when the dropships land, like, there's a whole wind effect, and the dropship, of course, mostly are CGI, not entirely. But we spent a day and a half at least just standing there on that bridge, and he had a real helicopter come and land and take off and come land and take off to get the proper, you know, rotor wash. So all that sort of, it was so epic. It was incredibly awesome. And being a huge nerd myself, sci-fi and fantasy.
Yeah,
and
I would imagine that's like the best gift ever.
Yeah, just being on that set, which was just sci-fi fantasy to the nth degree. It was an absolute dream come true. I was sitting there thinking, even when I'm if I ever make it really big, this is what I want to do. Like, these movies with people like Zack Snyder, the only difference is that I'm going to be like slightly higher on that call sheet and, you know, have a slightly bigger part or whatever. But like, that was exactly what I want to do. So that was a nice little moment for me to be like, you know, I haven't made it, quote unquote, but like that, you know, I'm part of it now. I am part of that storyteller tradition.
Yeah, I mean, you're living the dream that most people don't even know how to unlock. And I think that's the cool part.
It was so, that was a really surreal and beautiful experience just to be part of something like that. So that it was great.
Awesome. Well, congratulations. And
thank you.
I appreciate your time, Thor. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I mean, I hope you guys will enjoy it. I'm in this one a little bit more. I like the second part personally. I haven't seen it yet, but from the script that I know and everything, I gotta say I like the movie as a whole with both parts is obviously the ideal version. But I gotta say, I think the second part is slightly more exciting and even cooler in some ways than the first part. So yeah, I mean, enjoy, and I hope you guys watch it.
Absolutely.
Thanks for listening and being a part of today's conversation.
Thank you!
If you enjoyed today's episode, please consider sharing it with a friend. It's absolutely free.
Omega proportions.
The views and opinions of our guests do not necessarily reflect those of the host.
And remember, we care.